everyone. Welcome back to Allie's Antics, and I am your host, Allie Goodman. First off, before we get into our wonderful content for today, I would like to make a short and subtle apology to the ones who listened to my first episode. When I first published that, I realized that the Anchor app, which is the thing I'm using right now to record this, cut off part of my podcast because apparently it was too long. So now I'm aware of it this episode, and we'll make it a lot more short and sweet for you guys. And second off, I am really happy to announce that it is National Best Friend Day. And you've probably heard about it in the trending hashtags on Instagram or somewhere around the social media corner. And honestly, I'm very happy that someone came up with this idea. Not only to add something to your feed on Instagram and tag just some people that you know, but to actually reach out and tell others that they are loved. And if I could ever say only one accurate statement for the rest of my life, it would be this. God has definitely shown me his importance, glory, and power through people. Not only that, but I want others to see God's love literally overtaking me. Within the past year or so, I have had two friends that have come into my life and completely unintentionally encouraged me to strengthen my relationship with Christ and share that with as many people as possible. And one of them is going to be starting college in August. I honestly can't believe that. And another one is actually my youth group leader that I get to see quite often. And with all being said, there is without a doubt that they are great people, and there is without a doubt that I have even better friends out there that I have not mentioned quite yet. And let me just say that I've had a complete peace when I'm around those two people, and it felt like God was completely present, and it kind of gave me a unending joy that I want to keep holding on forever. Not only the joy of them being my friend, but the joy that God has full pursuit of me, and those people have really taught me that through just the way they live life. The first verse I'll be sharing with you guys today is Proverbs 19:20, and I apologize that this is a different version from what I read and probably from what y'all read too. Listen to the advice and accept discipline, and at the end you will be counted among the wise. This hits one of the many perks I have for having a older friend that actually is your youth group leader at church. And it's been a different friendship from all my other ones because she is definitely in a different path of life than I am and definitely a different season as well. So she can kind of mentor me through that and let God guide me. And these last two verses are going to be leading into what my story for you guys is today. 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character." And lastly, Deuteronomy 1:13 says, "Appoint yourselves wise, understanding, and respected men from each of your tribes, and I will make them your leaders." When I started the 8th grade, I didn't really know anyone in my homeroom or other classes of the day because I didn't really branch out 7th grade year and try to make a diverse group of friends. So knowing me and my super outgoing self from episode 1, I just went up to a group of people and just started talking with them. While making my first impression with this group, I realized that they had a ton, and I mean a ton, of friends. And that kind of interested me more because obviously my goal for that year was to make friends. And little did I know, deep down inside, these people were definitely not the best people I should be hanging out with. Looking back, I realized how they treated me, but the worst problem was how I became as a person. So I did anything I could to be like them so I could be able to fit the small puzzle piece of me into their little group. Thankfully, these things weren't very major or life-affecting, but it did take some time to get out of these bad habits. I hate to say this is kind of like a cliche comment here, but I would identify these people as the mean girls, but times 10. These girls always used not so great language in their day-to-day conversation, and didn't really listen to the most influencing and uplifting music that was out there. Even my parents caught on to how my words and actions changed at home. Then the day finally came to where the light bulb hit me and I realized that this was not the group I should be pursuing. As soon as I started talking to these people that very first day, they realized that I wanted to become friends with them, and obviously knowing that their personality I described, they didn't like it whatsoever. So this is where the bullying came in. It all began when I posted a picture on my Instagram because, well, I felt like it. After a few minutes of it being on the social media, I come back to my phone with a million comments from this one girl in the group saying how ugly I am and how I should delete it and all this other stuff that I probably shouldn't talk about because it's kind of inappropriate in my opinion. Then of course, to all these stories, there's always a round two. On a Friday night, my parents asked me to stay home because they haven't had a game night with me in a long time. Obviously, there was another something going on at this girl's house. I think it was a birthday party. I don't exactly remember. And I wasn't necessarily invited, but I was kind of mentioned in it. And I didn't end up going. So I get all these random calls from this unknown number. And finally, after 15 minutes, I decide to ask what the heck is going on. So with my parents' permission, I take a break and go into the other room and listen to all the voicemails that have been sent to me. There were about 10, I think. And the final conclusion was the girls that I was trying to hang out at school, also at the birthday party, they were sending me all these voicemails that were actually inappropriate and very mean and ugly. All I can remember, one was saying that I was too ugly to be straight, so I should become gay or trans. Looking back on this from my 16-year-old standpoint, I honestly think it was kind of funny because they were trying to get attention just in the wrong way. But in that moment, I was crushed because I just came out from a summer camp and became new with my relationship with God again, and then I've become this horrible person as my eighth grade year has progressed. With the little strength I had, I was able to get myself up and turn over my new side of my leaf. Throughout that last part of eighth grade, I began to realize how important that developing a Christian relationship with someone was very, very important. And still, as of today, after maintaining healthy boundaries with my friendships, I still haven't began to develop a very close relationship, except for my friends at youth group that I only get to see once or twice a week. This is where I began to realize that I shouldn't really completely let go of some friends that I have in Virginia that I still am very close to today. Most of them I met at a very young age when I went to a private Christian school, so that's a big benefit for me. And while others I met randomly in a church without even expecting to meet them at that day. Despite the first impression, I feel like God has asked me to continue nurturing those friendships despite the 500 miles that are between me and my childhood best friends that I've known for years. And it has definitely given me strength through it all and given me more trust in God, because this can be very frustrating when your friends are that far away. So with all being said, I definitely recommend getting affiliated with some type of Christian program or activity, because meeting people that have the same morals as you or want to pursue the same morals as you is definitely a huge benefit. And I will see you guys next time on Allie's Antics.